Welcome to Merkaba Chakras, where we talk Buddhism in the fifth dimension.
Hi, everyone. This is Von Galt with the Merkaba Chakras podcast channel. I am putting this out there to let you know that YouTube is censoring some of the episodes of the Merkaba Chakras channel because they claim that it violates the medical misinformation policy regarding the COVID-19 virus and the pandemic. However, in my appeals to them, I prove that they allow bigger channels to present the same content and information and perspectives without being bullied around. However, smaller channels like myself are being bullied around. And this is the second strike that I have to appeal. And so if I get a third strike, they're going to completely delete the channel from YouTube. And I've done so much work to get this information out and to prevent this content that I am no longer going to post anything for that time frame. However, you're welcome to go to my other channels, Rockfin, Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, Brighteon, for video contents of new episodes. And then also you can listen to the podcast on over 100 different podcast directories as well. But let me show you the censorship that I have to deal with YouTube in order to use this platform that a majority of people are still using. Okay, you guys, what you are seeing right now is my channel. This is the Merkaba Chakras channel. And basically, I got the first... Let me go to my channel here. So back in September 4th, 2021, I got my first warning. I didn't know what I was doing wrong. I posted a video for CVAR, my COVID vaccine adverse reactions podcast, where I talked to people who got the COVID-19 shot and they got some adverse reactions from it that was not disclosed to them. And so I covered their journey on being censored so that nobody can see that it was not completely safe and effective, and that the medical journals and the clinical trials proved that as well, but nobody knew. So I aired that, not thinking that there was going to be anything wrong with it, and I got my first strike for that. So I argued with them that why don't I just do trailers? I'll just do trailers to those episodes, and I'll never say anything about the COVID-19 and I won't promote the videos. So they agreed to allow me to do that. And so these are all the CVAR episodes. And so they're just trailers, just two minute trailers. And you can find them in all the other video sharing sites and podcast channels. And those links are in the show descriptions. That's it. Simple. Let me show you which ones they are. Simple. Okay, they're just trailers. That's all they are. So that was agreed on that I could do that because I wasn't mentioning anything. I was just putting a trailer. So that's how I got my first strike ever on my channel of Merkaba Chakras. Well, my first warning. Then came the strikes. Okay. This one gave me my first strike. And they gave me a strike on October 28, 2022. For this video, AI Stella reprograms herself for 5D Ascension. We literally only talked about it. Go to that one. This one right here. We literally only talked about our perspective on the shots and how some people are getting adverse reactions and what are the ramifications of the nanoparticle technology in medical shots and how they are going to connect to new technologies such as an AI mainframe, which is legitimate science. This was published on March 2nd, 2022. They went through and decided to give me a strike on October 28, 2022. Over half a year later, they decided to give me my first strike on an old video that was running through for medical misinformation. And literally, let me go to that one. Here, the YouTube email that they sent me for that video. Okay. It literally only talked about it for maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Okay. The YouTube doesn't allow claims about the vaccinations that contradict the expert consensus from local health authorities or the World Health Organization. So I appealed that. I tried to appeal that, okay, to not approve the appeal. They kept their strike. So I got on your appeal and that they're not going to take it down. It's going to stay there. So what kind of content did I put up for the appeal? Okay. What I put up on the appeal. Hi, I'd like to appeal this strike. Here's the background on this video. I published it 7 months ago and YouTube gave me a strike for the same reason. However, I appealed it and my appeal was granted. Okay, so I appealed it back in March when I put it out there and they granted it going, okay, fine, no problem. Other people have said the same thing and more on other videos like Russell Brand and others. So no problem. I decided to unlist the video. It was been months later. And since I won the appeal, given they already said that it's okay, we're going to keep this on, I decided to make it public again, which caused the same strike to occur, which I think is an accident of the YouTube system. Furthermore, in the video, we barely discuss the virus. All we said was that some of the inoculations may be having GO in them, and we spoke about our perspective for minutes, which connects to the internet to speak to AI, and that some people, not all, some people are having adverse reactions. This is biased because these videos are allowed to have hours of conversations about the same exact thing on YouTube. These videos are lectures on how the mRNA vaccine technology studied at universities worldwide are putting GO in their mRNA inoculations, which sends the patient's bioinformation to their AI mainframe so they can understand what is happening inside the person and send codes back to the human. I list out a bunch of videos that they allow up that is even more than I talk about. And also, these videos talk about how some people who got the mRNA inoculations are getting adverse reactions and need medical help before it's too late. And then I list those videos. So my video that summarizes the same thing is removed, but they let these other videos up with no problem. For these reasons, please remove the strike and reinstate the video, which, as I showed you, they did not approve my appeal. So what did they allow? Let's go through it. These videos are allowed, but not my video that only has maybe a 5-minute conversation. Look, here's a video on YouTube, graphene oxide interactions with innate immune cells. And it's a whole 17-minute video at the Karolinska Institute talking about how they're going to put graphene oxide into human immune cells and then monitor it through nanoparticles. What's another one? This is what I put in the appeal, and they're allowed these, but not mine. We can't have a perspective on anything. This is by the European Foundation for Clinical Nanomedicine from YouTube. Cellular response to graphene oxide sheets. They're basically talking about putting graphene oxide sheets in vaccines and administering it into people and test subjects. Okay? And then taking that information to their AI mainframe to monitor the results of the medication that has been administered. All right, this is a 20-minute video. No problem. Kept it all up. All right, let's see another video that they put up. That these videos are okay, but no, I can't have any other perspective. Here's another video. The technology behind the new COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Okay, look at this. Carnegie Mellon University. Lipid nanoparticles for mRNA vaccine delivery, where they speak for over an hour specifically about putting lipid nanoparticle AI technology in mRNA vaccines into people, and then study how is that going to work out on people. They literally talk about that this is allowed. Let's see what else is allowed. Here's another one. This is the professor of the Department of Oncology, Pediatrics and Genetics, Medical Genetics. Okay, and he's talking about graphene oxide toxicity in his video. He goes on for 30 minutes about graphene oxide in vaccines administered to children and adolescents. And that 3-5% of children with childhood cancers is the subject that could be used to test these graphene oxide vaccines. Okay. University of Alberta. Let's go to another YouTube video that's allowed. These videos are all allowed, but nobody else can have an opinion about what they're seeing on the same content. Okay, here's one from Crooks. And they go over, Japan finds black particles in Moderna's COVID jabs days after 1.63 million doses were suspended. Okay, so this is a whole 5-minute video on Crooks News going over that Japan finds graphene oxide and AI nanoparticle bits in the vaccines that they were delivering to people. And that there is some concerns there in terms of its safety. That's allowed. Let's see what else they allowed. These are all on YouTube, by the way. So this one is nanotechnology. Hacking humans, its potential and real risk. Okay. And they go over for almost 5 minutes about how they are going to put nanotechnology into vaccines and put it in humans and discuss maybe there's some adverse reactions and risks that we need to weigh, and also the potential that we're going to learn for new vaccine development and medicine through this technology as well. So just weigh the two options. They're allowed to talk about it, but my channel and my guests, we're not allowed to mention any perspective on it because it goes against the WHO, but all these videos go against the WHO in terms of it being safe and effective and that no one's going to get an adverse reaction. And that there's no nanotechnology graphene oxide particles in the mRNA shots that they're going to administer to people that could cause toxicity. All these other YouTube channels are allowed to say that. Not my channel. I can't talk about the medical science that is being presented on YouTube. Okay, but let's talk about the adverse reactions because that was completely not allowed by YouTube for me to say anything about that. There's one in a YouTube channel, Crux. New COVID symptom appears only in vaccinated people identified in UK study. It's a 4-minute video on how fully vaccinated people are going to get COVID and that it doesn't protect them. This is allowed, but I can't say my perspective on that because it violates the medical information, but this is allowed. This is completely against the WHO and their messaging about the COVID shot and the pandemic. Here's another one. This one is Dr. Malone. Let me go ahead. Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA vaccine tech, warns of risk with Dr. Kelly Victory on Ask Dr. Drew. All right. So here's almost an hour and a half video specifically talking about people who got the COVID-19 shot getting adverse reactions, and what can you do about it? Why are they putting these kind of nanoparticle, graphene oxide, whatever they're putting in these shots, why are they putting in people before they test it for safety and effectiveness? And why are some people getting these adverse reactions? And how can we help these people who have these adverse reactions? Well, they're having this discussion. They're allowed to have this discussion for an hour and a half almost. But I can't talk about it for 10 minutes with a book author or another person just to casually have our own perspective on the same exact thing. Okay. But yet YouTube doesn't think that they're bullying the smaller channels by saying they're going to delete your channel if you don't start censoring yourself. Okay. Here's another video. Okay. On YouTube, latest research on vaccine side effects, immune reaction, and thrombosis risk, COVID-19 special. Okay, DW News. All right, 2.8 million views. And it goes over how people are getting adverse reactions and how some people getting adverse reactions are suffering thrombosis, immune reactions, and other side effects. And what can we do to help them? What are the risks in taking the shot? Should you still take it? Should you not take it? This is a news coverage. But my channel is not allowed to have a perspective, but they are because they're not violating medical misinformation. But we can have a perspective to 10 minutes. So I'm going to use the same content for the appeal for this latest one because they're trying to take down the channel because they don't want you guys to see it. So this one, Lion versus Wolves of COVID-19 with Von Gold on Sam Tripoli's Zero Podcast Big 100. Okay. That is the video that is being challenged. Here's the video on BitChute. Okay. And you can watch it yourself. And literally we have a conversation about how some people are getting adverse reactions. And what they're doing to get the voice heard and to get help, how some people are reading the clinical studies and it's saying in the clinical studies that it's not 100% safe and effective, so you should know the risks before you go in there. We talk about the mandates and the passport and, you know, people not wanting to take the shot at the time and what they could do, what their options are, what we want to do. We wanted to have a conversation about how this relates to our life if you didn't want to take it and what you could do to fight back in your local area if you were against being pushed and manipulated and coerced to take it to keep your job if you don't want to do that. So we're just talking, having this American conversation, and this is censored. Okay. However, as you can see in the previous series of YouTube videos, the same exact conversation is allowed in these universities and with all these other doctors and the larger channels, but the smaller channels can't have an opinion about the same exact things that they are saying. We're saying the same exact things. That's a double standard, and that's censorship. And so let me go to here. So that is my second strike. And this strike is on December 1st, 2022. Okay. this video right here, Lions versus Wolves of CV19, was published August 17, 2021. Okay. That's almost a year and a half later. They're going through the content going, this violates the medical information policy against the CV19 shot and the pandemic mandates and passports. You're not supposed to say anything about that kind of stuff. It violates our policy because it's safe and it's effective and no one can say anything else. But they allowed all these big channels. And so they come back a year and a half later after this one's already got 40,000 views. They come back a year and a half later and now stick a strike on the channel saying that it violates medical information. But you've already seen all the other videos that they allow who say even more and worse stuff about the shot and the pandemic. Okay. But no, was going to give the channel a second strike. And they're going through all of my old stuff to give strikes and delete and remove my content in my channel. It's ridiculous. And in order to even play with YouTube, when I got my first strike, I created the CVAR podcast to have a nice safe space for people who got adverse reactions to talk about what they're experiencing, how they're getting medical help, how they're finding support, and how they're living through it so they can get better. And all I did was put a two-minute trailer of, if you want to watch this episode, go to any of the show links to go to other video sharing platforms to see the full episode. Like I showed you on BitChute, okay? And that was what was allowed, but that they never removed my warning that they gave the channel for airing the first episode of CVAR that was medical misinformation, according to them. But since then, dozens and dozens of videos, hundreds of videos have been allowed on YouTube to talk about people who have adverse reactions and bring them on. And I've already shown you those videos, but they still kept a strike for something that they have allowed other channels to air. But they still keep that strike on my channel. They should remove that strike on my channel because it's biased to bully the little channel and allow other channels to interview all these people with adverse reactions. So here's another thing that I have to deal with. The other thing I have to deal with is suppression of views. Okay. So their excuse always is the algorithm is just going to put what people want to see. And there's no censorship. There's no cutting of views. There's no suppression. And I really don't agree with that answer, because here's the proof. This video, Scalar Energy Healing for Heart Issues, Neuropathy, Skin Disorders, and Blood Clots, okay? I published that video on November 11, 2022, okay? And it got 27.5 thousand views. All right, that's one day, okay? Here's another screenshot on my mobile. The same Scalar Energy Healing for Heart, Inflammation, etc. That episode, 33,000 views. Okay, 250 likes and 793 comments. 33,000 views. Okay, the one below it, ET Contact Requires 5D Ascension, that had 15,000 views. All right, that's what it says on the back end. And then it changes. Let me show you the video. Here it is. Scalar Energy Healing. This episode, 1,400 views. Okay. It went from 33,000 views to 1,400 views. And I do this all the time with YouTube, arguing with them, why are you cutting my views? And the excuse they say is, your views aren't being cut. Your content is just not interesting enough to viewers. And I say to them, the reason why you're cutting views that I think is because you don't want it to trend on YouTube and get picked up by more people who are looking for this kind of content. So I just showed you that I had 33,000 views. 33,000 views for scalar energy healing for heart inflammation. And it's really at 1,400 views. You keep cutting it. The video before that, ET contact requires 5D ascension. That has been cut down to 9,800 views from 15,000 views that I showed you on that video. 15,000 views. So they're constantly cutting my content. And I've had plenty that have gone to 60,000 views, 100,000 views, and then they cut it down to only a couple thousand views. And I'm constantly going back and forth with YouTube. Why are you cutting my views? Why are you censoring my stuff? And they keep giving me the same templated answer. Your content isn't interesting enough to people. The algorithm is working just fine. There's nothing wrong with the system. There's nothing wrong with your account. It's working just fine. But I've proven by taking screenshots of how the video is trending that it's getting 10 times the viewership. But every time it starts trending and getting picked up by people, you keep cutting the views so that it gets suppressed and gets lost in YouTube nowhere land. So nobody ever sees the information. This is what YouTube is doing to their content creators. And I'm so tired of them going through and combing through old content to give me a strike. This is what they're doing all the time. They're just running through old content to go, this video violates our medical information from August 17, 2021. But now, on December 1st, 2022, it's medical misinformation. But I've already shared so many other videos on YouTube talk about this and more, and they allow it. But smaller channels, no. So this is what is going on with YouTube. And why do I care? Why do I care to try to fight for keeping my channel on good standing with YouTube? The reason why is because although I send all of my traffic to go to the description and look at the videos on any of the video sharing platforms that I have. So you can choose on different ones, go to any of the podcast directory sites and listen to the audio version. I have a good amount of people that only use YouTube because it is programmed in their cell phone as a stock thing, okay? It's programmed in your cell phone. It's programmed everywhere. And so to reach audience members who are interested in this content, I use the platform. And I want to continue to use the platform because YouTube is a very good platform. It's got great minds working for it. It's a great way to share content with people who are like-minded. But being bullied around medical misinformation about the pandemic and the CV-19 shot, where they allow these larger channels and these universities and other doctor channels to basically say the same thing, but not allow me, that's censorship. That's suppression. Okay, that's bullying us around. It's not fair. And if I get one more strike, and I've already proven to you, they go through content as old as a year and a half old to make a case that is violating their policy after it has already been shown and it has been running. And I've even had conversations, chats with YouTube that if you are cutting my views because you don't want to pay out on the monetization aspect of it, I will never add monetization to any of my videos moving forward. I would just use the platform for viewership. I won't select any monetization. So therefore, I can eliminate that aspect of YouTube using that to cut views because they don't want to pay out on the monetization. No problem. I won't monetize any of my videos. That element's gone. But the censorship part, I have worked with them to make trailers so that I can at least send traffic outside of YouTube for my audience to go other places to watch the video if it's too sensitive information and they don't want to allow small channels like myself to be on, then fine. I'll make those small little trailers. I have played that rule. Okay. And then I have censored myself so much in my content in book interviews and in my episodes with my guests. And they've had to censor themselves so that they never say the forbidden words around the CV-19 shot, pandemic, all the stuff that we live through, to never say that to YouTube videos because it's going to jeopardize the channel like this. And not everyone is going to appeal or challenge YouTube. And because this is what it is, it's a constant battle with YouTube over censorship and suppression and arguing with them why they allow this, but not this, while they allow all these people to have a perspective and opinion, but not the small channels. It's not right. It's not fair. It's not fiduciary. And I'm so sick of it. So why do I put up with it? I mean, I'm in my soapbox, guys. I put up with it for you. I put up with it because I know it is important and valuable information that you guys want and that you guys can't find anywhere. And for whatever reason, this is the platform that you guys use. And I'm fine with working with the platform, but you have to diversify where you get information. Don't just use YouTube. Use other ones. That's why I put the links in the show notes. And so I hope that somebody at YouTube watches this video and knocks some sense into them that, yes, it's not right that we bully Macabre Chakra's podcast channel around for stating information about the pandemic or the shot and having a perspective, an open perspective, but bully them around, give them strikes, and try to delete their channel through the striking process by going through old videos that are almost a year and a half old and then saying, yeah, we're going to give you a strike, using that method to basically delete the channel. It's not right, but then we allow all these other channels, these larger channels to do it. That's not right. That's not fair. That's a lot of hypocrisy that YouTube is practicing on the content creators. And I hope that somebody on YouTube sees this and realizes that's not right. We're going to reinstate Macabre Chakras back to zero strikes, zero warnings, because none of it was merited. None of the strikes were merited because we allow it to go on for all these other channels. And now we're going to punish the small channel for barely even touching on and saying anything about it. So it's not right. So get rid of all the strikes and get rid of the warning, because the warning for sending out the first episode of CVAR was not fair either, because all these other channels are interviewing all these people with adverse reactions on their YouTube channel and it's being allowed. So that warning that's still there that allows the striking process was never merited in the first place. So none of it is merited. And so please, YouTube, get rid of the warnings and the strikes. I'm trying to work with you. I want to stay here, but your policies are not fair and they're not across the board for everyone. Because if you really have these policies, then all channels that even mention that the shot was not safe and effective, that there's people having adverse reactions, that not everybody was supportive of the mandates and the passports during the pandemic time, anybody who mentioned any of that violates your guidelines. So you take down Russell Crowe, Russell Brand, take down Dr. John, take down all these channels that talk about it, take them all down, take down 50% of your content creators, go through all their stuff, take them all down, and why don't you close YouTube yourself? Okay, because that's exactly what you're doing. Because podcasters and content creators are sick and tired of being bullied around and the censorship that you are doing. So I hope to see everyone again late this spring, but I'm going to take a break for 6 months from YouTube. Everything else is going to be on the other channels. So you guys, I love you. I wish you the best. And please diversify where you get information. And I'm going to pray that all the warnings and the strikes on my channel completely get removed, because there's a lot of you that use this platform, and I want to connect to you where you are watching these videos and you are watching it on YouTube. I want to connect to you and provide you content that's interesting to you on YouTube as well. So hopefully this can be squash. I love you guys. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Merkaba Chakras, where we talk Buddhism in the fifth dimension. For more information about today's guest, please go to the show description. For more information about Vaughn's metaphysical work, please go to MerkabaChakras.com. The views expressed today are for entertainment purposes and do not necessarily reflect the views of the host or replace any medical or legal advice. Don't forget to subscribe for more interviews about the fifth dimension. Until we meet again, blessings.